Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Monday, the 2nd of November. US election tomorrow. I think Biden is an absolute nailed on 1.5 shot. I don't say it's going to go smoothly. It's just a matter of whether he goes quietly or not. But I just do not see how anything points to Trump winning. I know we've had it with Brexit, and I called that one wrong. I know I called it with Trump's first election, but I think that the difference was then it was new and he managed to turn people. I think he's got his base, and that is it. I don't think that there's any danger of him attracting new people into the game, into his bets rather, into his bets, into his base, to get him to where he needs to be. I think he's absolutely nailed on Biden. As I say, it will just be the sorting out the aftermath, and I'm sure Trump's the sort of nature of legal challenges and things. And I'm not saying that Biden is the answer by any stretch of the imagination, people thinking that. I do think the world will be a better place without Trump at the helm of it. And hopefully it will take time, but everything will gradually start to result in less divisiveness, because that is the world we live in, particularly with social media. People who are just nasty and cannot wait to have a pop. He's won, and we have them in the betting game, don't we? We know it goes on. I've got 400 pages on one person who I gave to the police, and is still ongoing and will, but that's what it is, isn't it? It's just in social media, people too easy, and Trump has used that to the absolute maximum. But I think people have seen through it. Anyway, where are we at? Right, interesting weekend, wasn't it? It's Mindset Monday. I'll do the horses first, because some people don't want to listen to that, so I'll do the horses first, and then I'll get into that, because I know some people just like to listen to some bets and move on. So let's do the horses. I've got three at Kempton. Only Kempton tonight. I've got three there, which are 3:30 Delicate Kiss, 5:05 Sky Defender, and 5:35 Viola. So three at Kempton, 3:30 Delicate Kiss, 5:05 Sky Defender, 5:35 Viola. I posted those horses the first day that I've done, when I started doing every day, was on the 9th of October. From the 9th of October to the 31st of October, and there's no bets on Sundays, bear in mind, we had a total of 147 selections, I think. Yeah, 147 selections. We did have a bad day Saturday. It resulted in the 147 selections, 22.88 points to Betfair SP, 11 points profit in the place. So 33 points back in the more win and place to Betfair SP. Handicap races only produced a 30-point profit, 30.53 and 8.63 in the place, so 38 points if you just did handicap races. Non-handicaps lost 7.65 points in the win market and won 2.41 in the place. Breaking it down further, all-weather racing did 23.92 points in the win, 6.23 points place. Chase, bearing in mind the jump season is just starting, lost minus 2.62 points win, won 3.87 in the place. Flat, bear in mind that's just about to end, won 3.35 points win, 0.01 points place. And all these figures are a 5% commission. I know it's better for people now. When the sheets were built, 5% was the top level, and we've left it at that. Just because the coding and that involved in changing, it would be a pain. Hurdles lost minus 2.81 points and won 1.56 in the place. And National Hunt Flats won 1.12 points in the win market and lost 0.62 in the place. So many ways that you could play them. You could play them you know, it just in the place market, if you don't like big risk, win and place and accept, you're going to have more variance. Win only and then accept again, you're going to have more variance. Of the 147 selections, 71 dobbed and 76 didn't. But dobbing horses that had a BSP of just 4 and above made 7 points profit. And somebody asked me what dobbing is. Dobbing is where you back it. So you'd put a bet in at either just a minute before BSP over 4. And then when the race goes in play, have a lay in place at half your entry price. So if you backed at 4, you'd have a in-running lay at 2 for double your stake. So if you backed at £50, you lay £100 at 2. If it gets matched in running, then you win £50 across the board, less the commission. And you'd be 7 points up dobbing them if you did that. Again, you'd have, you know, runs of losers and winners. But 4 plus is sort of, based on what we've got so far, the best. I don't tend to dob the short prices. I do like the sort of 4 to 10 range myself. So that's it. As I say, we'll continue these through the winter. I've got a process now to get them in play. They will always go on the Telegram group, which we started, and as I say, I will add some more people to that this week. And then if I am doing the podcast before racing starts, bearing in mind with the clock sometimes it's 11:30-ish, I will get them on the pod when I can. Nitesh is free to post them on Twitter. He's in the Telegram group, but he's free to post them on Twitter for people who don't wish to be or aren't in that Telegram group. So that is the horse information for today, and mentions and things generally will be in the Telegram. I've not had anything for today as such. So obviously if anything came after, I'd put it in Telegram. Right, that's that. Talking of Telegram, interesting weekend as we move into Mindset Monday. Very interesting. There's... you learn about people, and I think this sort of summed up betting for me. There are two games over the weekend that really stick out for punting results. One was, and I'm not talking Barcelona draw, I'm talking about how the result came about. One was in Belenenses, where they were home to Firenze. Firenze took the lead in the 69th minute. Firenze missed a penalty then to go 2-0 in the 78th minute. They had a man sent off in the 90th minute, and Belenenses equalised in the 98th minute. So the game ended 1-1, and that's how it played out. I knew nothing of that, but that's how it played out. There was a 98th minute winner. And then, or if you laid the draw, loser, but sorry, 98th minute goal that led to 1-1. Then in Italy, in Serie A, Torino were 3-2 up in 87 minutes. On the 95th minute, Torino were home to Lazio. Lazio got a penalty, which they scored to make it 3-3. And then in the 97th minute, Lazio grabbed a winner. So they were 3-2 down in the 95th minute and ended up winning 4-3, scoring a penalty on 95 and a winning goal on 97. I had bets in both those games. I knew nothing at all about how they played out. And the only one I heard about was the Belenenses one. Because in the new Telegram group, I've got a group that I use just to post information, and then there's a chat group, and somebody posted, I've just had a 98th minute goal go against me for a lay the draw bet. No one at all mentioned the Lazio game. Not that I've seen. I might be doing them a disjustice because it's a group that the members sort of do themselves, but that's what I saw. And I certainly didn't see anything about the Lazio game at all. No, I didn't know. I'm just having a quick scroll through. But it's interesting how the focus, my thought on it was interesting how the focus is on the Belenenses getting the 98th minute goal. And it's not on, I've had one go for me there, that Lazio have just got one. Going for them. And I sort of thought, that is really exactly how it all works. People love to be sort of the harbingers of doom rather than being led. See, I've just lost a lay, the draw due to a 98th goal with a sad face. And then somebody else has put, yeah, me too. No, I was going to write, and I thought, no, because if I get involved in that, then I'll never get off it. But it's just interesting to see that that is how people view it. I'm sure there were people who were on both those games. I was on both of them. The point I struggle with is what difference knowing that that's happened makes. I mean, I don't, you know, I keep saying it, I don't watch the results week in, week out, looking at how results have played out, you know, and you know, I've got a lay the draw system that I run alongside Ultimate, which has won every month for the last 11 months, laying prices less than five. Well up, fantastically up, superb. All automated, lay the draw, leave it, let it go. But it has ups and downs, and one day it will win this, one day it will lose that, but it's 100-odd points up in a year. Not at a losing month, lay the draw, nothing else, dead simple. As I say, max price five. But I don't look at every single little result. See, how did that happen? Oh, that one lost. What happened there? I said it with Kevin watching all the screens. I just think people drive themselves mad. And part of, you know, and then you take in social media where people are trying to have a pop at you and jump on you. You know, the more you talk about it, you invite others in who then want to, you know, you know, I think Dio said it, if somebody they've got nothing better to do than look out for people losing and have a pop at you. It's sad. It's a sad little life. Just understand that that's all it is. But if you're posting stuff like that, then that's what you're going to invite. You're not going to invite, there's very few nice people in the world who want to go, oh, well done. You know, they want to be horrible, they want to be nasty. That's what they are. They're nasty. Don't make excuses for them. They're nasty, horrible individuals. That's what they are, that are looking to cement your misery because to make themselves feel better. But if you analyse every result, let's just take a focus on you. The only person betting is you. Yes, we have collective groups and, you know, great that we got a Telegram group and people use Twitter, but you are the only person betting. You're betting solely for you. The only focus should be you. And I said, you know, at the start of these, you need to learn certain skills. We've done the exercise on why did you join stuff. We talked about what traits have you got. Now we need to move it on and develop and learn some skills. And as I say, I've got no problem with any method that people are using, whatever it may be. You do not see me decrying any method anywhere. It's, you know, again, fake news that I say that. All I've said re-COVID is I can find anything that people have said to me so far has happened in COVID, I can find evidence that it happened before. So when teams say, oh, XYZ, eight games in Germany, the odds on favourites in COVID haven't won, I can find eight games in 2017 where that happened. That's all I've found. We've already, this season, we've seen, you know, I said to the guys this morning, the championship win rate last week was 33% at home. It's 37% now. Already it's gone up four. The Premier League goals when they were running at 3.8 a game, I said that'll come down. It's down to 3.2. Does not surprise me to see that down below three. I'm not saying that COVID, I've never ever said COVID is having an effect. What I've said is I haven't got the evidence, and people are trying to compare apples and pears and things at the minute to suit a narrative. And all I'm saying is wait and see. I'm not doing anything different at the minute. And I won't for this season. I will look next season. And we have banks and things set up to cover if we have a bad run. But having done all that, I said, once you've got that, you've got to build these skills, and they apply to whatever method you use. It does not matter. You'll be on anything. You can have groups where you're laying, I don't know, laying unders, and you have, I don't know, five, six, seven losers on the spin. Whatever it may be, you don't expect goals, and seven games have goals. Whatever, you're back in the draw at half-time, and you have 10 losers on the spin. Anything it can be, laying half-time scores, it doesn't matter what it is. You are going to go through a period of bad runs. The key you've got to work out is what's your risk reward? You know, what are you happy with what your risk reward is? What are your strengths and weaknesses? there to deal with that. You know, you talk to people, I talk to people who trade, they're just cut out for trading, not cut out for it, because they sit there all day long. Any game, and the discipline goes, and I'll do that game, I'll do that game. You've got to be really selective when you're sitting there all day trading, and not jump in too many markets. The more you trade, almost certainly, the more losers you'll have. If you're going to do set and forget betting, you know, the idea of set and forget betting is you can get on with your life. You accept it's going to have ups and downs, but there'll be a positive, but you get on with your life. If you're going to do set and forget betting and then sit every day watching every result, weeping and crying as a goal goes in, jumping up and doing a lap of the house when a goal goes for you, it's not conducive to how you want to be. And I accept that people get involved in this for different reasons. There's people who want to be involved on a Saturday afternoon. The less I'm involved, the better. And I think, you know, people like Betty Blogger, dear, I admire the fact that you just get on with your life. Bot it, get on with your life. But what you've got to do now is develop those skills and look on what it is. The first thing I'm going to say is that I'm a great believer in certain things as talent. I think that Phil Mickelson is a highly talented golfer. I think Bernard Langer is a fantastic golfer, but he's nowhere near as talented as Phil Mickelson. Phil Mickelson's got an ability and a talent. Bernard Langer just grafted himself to be a winner, particularly in his later life, done everything correct. We're all good at something. Everybody is good at something. But a winner, a winning mindset, a winner understands that difference between being good at it and turning it into a something you can do with it, in our case, profiting, and the discipline and work that you have to put in behind it. So don't let anybody tell you here, oh, they've just got a talent for betting. You haven't. Anybody, you know, I'm quite good with numbers. I did maths and to a decent level and all that. But it is nothing to do with a grind and a developing a winning mindset, developing an attitude to things, that you put the work in behind it. And that's what comes out the end. Unfortunately, with punting, most people go in it just looking at the pound signs as opposed to looking at a long-term process of where they want to get to. So that's the first thing. There's no, you know, no talent. Don't think somebody's got this inert talent to do it. Anybody who's got anywhere in this game has got there by putting hard yards in and hard work in all sorts of forms, be it research, be it working on their own personal development, on how they do it. So that is a real thing. It's not a God-given that you've got a winning mindset. You have to build it over a period of time, and you will experience knocks. So to experience knocks, you need to build a wall. You need to build a barrier to it, which sort of develops your passion, if you like, your passion and your perseverance into the long-term goals that we talked about, the long-term art of actually getting there. And you've got to face adversity at times. You know, I mean, people, again with social media, oh, I'm winning, I've had 20 bets and all 20 have won and all this, and look at me and do that, all that. Every people can dance around doing that. Tell them to show you the whole picture, show you every single bet, profit, loss, winning, losing, everything. Show the runs, see the ups and downs, because everybody will have it. Somebody saying I had 20 bets and 21 doesn't mean anything whatsoever. It really doesn't mean anything. It's just, again, it's just noise. So you've got to build your grit, and you do that initially by being set up, and having a good bank set up, understanding what you're building. And you're going to get some wrong when you're building systems. You're going to get it wrong. People are going to filter out too much and over-filter and rely on winners, for example. You know, I'll take Sundays out because they always lose, whatever it may be. So you need to build that sort of strength, I guess, is the word I'm probably using for strength, resilience. That's built up over a period of time. And then you need to, why haven't you got that now? What is it that gets to you now that causes you to doubt that? Again, we can go back, we're going to leave a little exercise in the end. Understand that the momentum of it, you know, is built with small steps. It's built with little small steps. That's what it is, little positives along the way. Record keeping, I'm better at that now. Dismissing losers, I'm better at that now. Staking and banking, I understand it more. You know, all these little small steps, and you put them all together and they'll take you on a nice path. You know, and ignoring others is a massive thing. That I understand it. I understand there's people out there some who want to help, who perhaps don't give advice that's suited to you because they're doing different things. People who want to knock, you know, they're always going to be there. You know, I've said it before, you look at people like Steve Davis when he was winning, got absolutely pulverised. Sampras when he was winning all the Wimbledons, nobody ever had a good thing to say about him. We love to knock winners, particularly in the UK, and there's always somebody out there for whatever reason that's what they want to do with their life, who wants to get up and have a go. They don't want to, you know, come in and get involved and help. They just want to have a dig and have a knock. You're always going to encounter that. So a skill is to ignore them. You know, it's if you've had a bad day and somebody said, you know, whatever, I don't know, emails you, DMs you on Twitter, whatever, oh, you know what you're doing is all wrong, this, that and the other. If you've had a bad day and that's what you get, you've got to deal with that. And there's only two ways you can go. Leave me alone, son. It's nothing to do with you. Thanks ever so much. Or you get drawn into it and then you start to doubt yourself. That doubt seeps through and the likelihood is you're never going to make a success of anything. So that's the reality of it. You've got to find your own way. It's a difficult thing for me to make people do, you know, because we're all individuals and we're all different. But you can develop skills and look at areas that you do it to get rid of it. So, you don't let the short-sightedness of other people stop you from going forward, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Let it go on. Nothing we do or that's worth doing comes easy. That's what my mum used to say to me. You have to dig in, but you've got to look at yourself. Not, you know, it's too easy in this world of social media in particular to get drawn into other people's lives too easily. And you can't think your way to a goal. I've talked about goals. You've got to take action. You know, it's not gonna happen unless you want to really put some work in. And I've sort of said this over many years that, you know, people who train to become doctors, this, that, and the other, you know, they take 4 or 5 years or whatever of hard work to get a decent salary at the end of it. This is exactly the same. And unfortunately, people are in too much of a rush and there's money involved. The difference, you know, I mean, they pay their education costs and things, but the difference here is people are too quick when they hear something to dive in and throw the money at it, as opposed to sitting and putting it in a plan. Is this part of where I want my life to go and what I do? So this week, what I want you to do now, sort of we talked about our traits, we talked about that diagram of why you joined things. Now I want you to start looking at yourself. What are, you know, it's almost like a SWOT test on yourself. What are your strengths, weaknesses? What opportunities do you see? What threats to it do you see? Writing those down in relation to gambling. So, you know, if your strengths are record keeping and your strengths are you know, you can accept losses, all that, be honest with yourself. But your weaknesses may be that if you're trading, you're trading all to overtrade. Starting to be honest with yourself, what opportunities do you see this offering you if you get successful at it? And what are the threats? And threats will be things like getting distracted by people on social media, other people trying to put you down. You know, I think Over Specialist talked about it the other day, the stigma between gambling. You know, I see these debates on Twitter completely and utterly pointless. Am I a trader? Am I a gambler? Am I a better? What? Who cares? Does it matter? Just do what you're doing. I just do not get why people waste their life over stuff like that. I really do not. It's what we're all gamblers, we're all punters, that's what we are. What bits of it suit you? And I see things that people do. You know, do you want to sit all day waiting for messages, telegram alerts and things like that? And if you're doing that, what's the likelihood? Are you sat, for example, at a computer waiting, or I want my phone to go, but your phone doesn't go and you see a bet and you have it? All these things, they're not weaknesses, they're threats to you. They're the things that bring you down. So, you know, a lot of people like set and forget because they can just get on, as I said, get on with their life. That's what it's about. And you accept that you will have more swings. Of course, we can control stuff in play because we can choose entries and exits. Generally, you can bet at a lot lower odds. You know, as I said, it doesn't take a genius. I think I looked at something yesterday. I was talking to somebody about yesterday or Saturday. You know, 90% of, I think it was Austria, something like Austria, I can't remember the exact stat now, we were discussing something, and it was like 97% of them, whatever the stat was, have another goal in Austria. That's fine. Okay, so let's back over 1.5 in Austria at silly low odds. Of course, we can all do that. You'll have loads of winners. Can we make money at it? That's the key. So it's that sort of writing down at the minute now. You know, we've gone through what traits have you got? We've gone through why you join things there. What is it? What's it for? What were you looking for? Now let's actually look at you, because we can start to put the three together then. Well, I've got these strengths, weaknesses that I need to work on. These are my personality traits that will fit in with those. And these are the things I can do that will suit in. So for some people, set and forget won't be. If they don't want to turn their computer on and see that they've lost 15 points over a weekend, then that might not be for them. If they'd rather trade and they know exactly where they are every day, then that may be something that people want to do. I enjoy trading. I enjoy sitting football trading. I do enjoy it. But as I keep saying, I'm coming up 50. I've only got me and Sam here. I haven't got enough kids and things. You know, lockdown in particular, when you sat bored out of your mind. But nearly everybody I speak to who's lost money trading, nearly everybody, it's either backing at really low odds, and then when they have a loser, it wipes everything out, so they actually go nowhere, or over trading, sitting, doing too much, day in, day out. And that's when you're, like I say, you're joining trading groups and people are saying, do this, and I'm doing that, and he's doing that, and you got 15 different messages coming in, doing things, and you feel you've got to be part of all of it. So write down what do a little SWOT analysis on yourself, on what you see your strengths are, and then go back to what you did about traits and see if you can marry them up, and then get what you did on week two, I believe it was, when we did the diagram of why we joined things, the circles, those who've done this all the way through, and see how you marry that up. Cut out the noise. Don't, you know, focus on you, not what other people are doing. Focus on you. I will always help people who email me in the right way with any form of advice I can, but ultimately it is down to you as an individual. And the short-termism and things, 1 week's results genuinely don't mean a thing. But interesting that how the message in that group, I am convinced there were people in that group that would have bet the Lazio game. Yet the only message I saw was about the Belenenses. Oh, I've had a 98th. It's the why always me. I've had a 98th minute loser. I was on both games. I didn't know anything about either but people told me the Belenenses game. Somebody told me about the Lazio game. I had a text about because I just get up on a Monday morning and have a look, and it is what it is. I don't get the knowing when the goals go in, what that does for anybody. I really don't. And in other news, I mean, the irony of it, Man U don't get a penalty, Arsenal get a penalty, and Tottenham get a penalty. I thought, I watched the Man U game, I thought they were dreadful. I thought they were appalling. I just don't see it with the manager. I know people, you know, Man U fans, I know I upset you, but I just do not see it. I think, I know you've gone through this, oh, we can't keep changing managers, but I just do not see any qualification in that guy for that job. You know, I keep going back, this isn't Aston Villa with the greatest respect, or Leeds, or you're talking about Man United, the biggest club in the world, certainly one of the top three. And he's just, you know, he's just not for me. I thought, you know, forget the results, really. I just thought the football was awful. I just thought it absolutely looked clueless. And Arsenal should have been outside at half time, you know, if Arsenal had been a bit more clinical. But ironically, yes, they got a penalty. I will have a look at the results of that and see if I can award somebody something. I don't know how many people would have had 1-0 Arsenal and no penalty and this, that, and the other, but I'll have a look. And then the Spurs game. Kane, yeah, he's buying a penalty, and he knew exactly what he was doing, whether you agree with it or not. It's they all cheat. I keep saying it, all of them. You know, I haven't seen the Salah one, but was that a penalty? I'm just sick of it. But the referee, and, you know, forget VAR, the officiating, how the second one when Brighton scored isn't a foul. I mean, I don't know, the guy, you know, his boots up, his studs are up, he catches the top of the ball, admittedly, but he just wipes the guy out. I don't know how anyone can look at that and not give a foul, particularly going and looking at it on a monitor. I just think the standard of officiating all round is, I think the players cheat, all of them, Tottenham players included, and the standard of officiating is absolutely desperate in this country. I think it is absolutely, I mean, obviously I don't watch a lot of foreign football to be able to compare it and say, well, it's miles better over there, but just what I see, I just think they are absolutely clueless. He just looked last night like that referee in the Spurs game, he just looked like he didn't know what he was doing. But there you are. Right, crack on. Enjoy your Monday. I hope something in there for everybody. I've ultimate members. I've emailed you. I've read the email and I've done that turkey game that was missing on Betfair Friday. So I've done that this morning, and we do have midweek football. And obviously we're entering lockdown, not much is going to be going on. I will get back to trying to entertain the troops through this period, particularly over the next couple of weeks, because we've got another international break this week. I find that absolutely madness, that letting players fly all over the world while this is going on. I just find it absolutely bonkers. And for those of you who think it's just like the flu, I've got a couple of really good articles to read that might educate you if you want to have a look. Give me an email and I'll put you in touch with them. That absolute nonsense that people talk, honestly. Forget Twitter. Stop letting Twitter be your flipping source of news and actually read something. Educate yourselves. Keep saying it. Anyway, that's it. That's done. As I say, we'll add more people to the Telegram group over the next week. And other than that, have a lovely, lovely Monday. And I will be back with you all tomorrow. Be later tomorrow. I've got a lot of work to do in the morning, so it'll be later on in the day tomorrow. But I'll be back with a pod sometime in the afternoon.